new pivotal issue that has emerged in Virginia as a result of the governor's race between Terry McAuliffe, the former governor, and Glenn Youngkin, the Republican upstart, who was down by 26 points just a few weeks ago. 26 points. By the way, it's now tied, or Youngkin has taken the lead. And I said on this program yesterday, and I stand by it, Glenn Youngkin is going to win this race in Virginia next week. It may be by a couple of points. It could actually be wider. Why? Because the new pivotal issue is parents. Parents. Terry McAuliffe put parents in place, saying they don't need to know what's going on in Virginia schools. They shouldn't be involved with what's going on in their kids' schools. Man, were they wrong. Man, is he wrong. And man, are the Democrats on their heels on this one. Julie Gundlach, senior policy analyst at the Independent Women's Forum, Center for Progress and Innovation, joining me now. Julie, good to have you back.
Great to be on. Thanks for having me.
And with everything that's been happening in Virginia, with the pushback against CRT, with the rape of a girl by a transgender bathroom that was denied in Loudoun County, and then, well, the prosecutor said it happened, so that pretty much seals the deal on that one. And then Terry McAuliffe's conversation on parents, and then we learn about sexualized content banned on TV. You couldn't watch it on any network, but it was allowed in the classroom in Virginia. All of these things are piling up against the Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, and the Democrat Party. Where would you like to begin?
Yeah, gosh, it's tough. But I will tell you, the ad that you're talking about, there are in a number of Virginia schools, several books, award-winning books, which are essentially pornography, showing children in different sexual situations. Graphic pictures. These are graphic novels. So these are, there are graphic pictures that go along. I mean, they I'm no, you know, I'm not as innocent as they seem. I mean, even I was shocked by the images in these books. And IWF produced an ad. We wanted Virginia parents to know about this and that this is allowed. When Terry McAuliffe was governor in Virginia, he vetoed a bill that would have allowed parents to opt out of this stuff and would have shielded kids from this kind of content. He vetoed that bill. We wanted to let Virginia voters know. We asked television stations around the area to play this ad after 11 p.m. They refused. And they said, and understandably, they said, well, it's pornographic. So isn't it rich that adults that are still up at 11 p.m. can't see this content on television to warn them, essentially? But this exact same content is in children's school libraries.
And so just so I'm clear, this is not just the written word. You're telling me there's imagery to go along with it.
Oh, I mean, Steve, it is. I can't tell you what that imagery is on your show. I can't. I'm sure there would be a fine if I described what is in these graphic novels. It is pushing a really the sexual nature of these books. And again, it is not about love and kindness. There's sexual violence. It's hard to describe without being more specific, but I will tell you, it is shocking. It does not have a place in schools in Virginia, yet it is. And if Terry McAuliffe is elected governor, this will happen more. Parents will be marginalized even more. The smug school boards will be empowered to treat parents badly. Our voters have to be aware that it's going to be more of the same if Glenn Youngkin doesn't win.
I don't see it, though. I mean, you're watching the same thing that I'm watching. I'm watching a narrative that is playing out at Virginia dinner tables, at work with people talking to each other. And the people that are abandoning Terry McAuliffe are moms and dads, those suburban moms that were so coveted in 2020. They are fleeing. And when CBS News is playing it, when ABC is playing it, when NBC is playing it, they're all fueling the fire now.
I tell you, McAuliffe's in complete panic at this point. And they're trotting out these big guns. Obama comes and speaks on Terry McAuliffe's behalf and then says, you know, the concerns parents have, it's all conspiracy theories. It's all a fever dream. I mean, that's not the message Terry McAuliffe should be sending to parents, right? He has Stacey Abrahams out there, you know, whining about losing. You know, her, she's such a one-trick pony. You know, oh, I lost. The election was stolen. the same guy who, like, you know, criticizes, McAuliffe criticizes you if you have any doubts about the last presidential election. You know, so it is, they are in complete panic. They're not really, they're not speaking to parents. McAuliffe is not speaking to parents. Youngkin is. I'll tell you, in Northern Virginia, which is deep, dark blue, I've never seen so many conservative or Republican signs in people's yards. It's remarkable.
Yeah, it is something you said you've not seen previously. And it just feel, and that's why I came out here yesterday and said, look, looking at everything and reading the tea leaves, I now believe that Glenn Youngkin wins. The question being, of course, how many ballots can be turned in by Friday? That always concerns me. If we get them postmarked by Election Day, we can count them if they're in by noon Friday. Really? That makes a lot of sense to nobody, actually. There's a reason that's called Election Day, not Election Month. At any rate, that notwithstanding, I think there's a massive pushback by parents. And I've listened to a number of liberal parents who said, I never thought I'd ever vote for a Republican.
The same. This race in Virginia is a bellwether for the midterms. And let me tell you, the Democrats are in serious trouble. The fact that it's this close, it is going to be a nail biter. It really is. And I will tell you, honestly, it kind of depresses me that it's even close. How in the world this isn't a blowout for Youngkin, considering what parents have been through, what the school boards have done, what Merrick Garland has done, trying to criminalize parents, to say they're terrorists. Obama's saying the actual rape of a young woman in a bathroom is, you know, just a conspiracy theory. I don't know why it's not a landslide for Youngkin at this point. Parents are, boy, they are capable of taking a lot. But they have to be aware that more of this is going to happen under a McAuliffe administration.
Well, I agree with you. I think that it is a bellwether for the country. I think it's important. And I think I'm convinced Glenn Youngkin wins this race come Tuesday.
Well, that's
and I've
got to
leave
time.
It there, Julie. Got to leave it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, don't worry. We'll talk again. Julie Gundlach.
Okay.
We'll be right back.